Greg, thanks for joining me for Spirit in Action.
Hi, glad to be here.
I understand that you're kind of a premium customer, I think, with Fireburn Doctor. You've used it more than once. How many times? Tell me about what happened.
Well, I've used it three different occasions. The first time was in 2009 at Thanksgiving. We was at a family gathering, and it was at my mother's house. We had the whole family over. There was about 10 or more of us in the kitchen, and we were actually having Thanksgiving dinner, and it was served up kind of buffet style. Everybody was kind of going through and getting the food they wanted, and Mom had put the gravy was still on the stove with the fire under it, the heating. And the first time, what I did was the paper plates, you know, when you mashed potatoes, you put a little boat in the middle, and I dished out a little bit too much of the boiling hot gravy, and it ran all over my hand. And it was all I could do to hang on to the plate to even set it down. It hurt so bad. And then I remembered, it was just coincidence or whatever, I always listen to Coast AM. And Allison McDermott had been interviewed on there by Ian Punnett. And I was listening to the interview, and then she repeated the Fireburn Doctor number several times and said, make sure you program this into your cell phone or your telephone. And I said, well, that's a good idea. So I backed it up and got the number again and dialed it into my phone. Well, I recalled that I had this number, and then my family's going, you know, what are you going to do? You know, I said, man, this thing is making me sick. It hurts so bad. I said, I'm going to call the Fireburn Doctor. They said, what's that? And then I said, you just listen. I got to call it. So I called the number. I gave them my date of birth and place of birth, my given name at birth, and I explained what happened. And I gave them a number to call back to. And it was pretty amazing because by the time they called back, which was, I'm not sure how many minutes later, but the pain level had went to an 8 or more down to a 2 or 3. I mean, everyone was pretty amazed at it. And within a couple hours later, I called back and reported that I had no pain, no sign of burns or anything at the time. And, you know, I don't want anybody to do this, but think about boiling hot giblet gravy. My mom likes to make it taste good, so there was definitely turkey fat in there to make it taste extra good. So I'm just saying that, to me, that was pretty miraculous. In the process, I didn't realize it, but my mom wrote down the number, and my cousin's or my nephew's wife also wrote down the number, and both of them in different times had called the Fireburn Doctor. My mother was taking out a 375 pot roast or whatever and took the lid off with her fingers, not thinking, and burned her hand and called. And my mom's 80 years old. And if she says it works, it works. Because I didn't realize she had called the Fireburn Doctor till I was reading some of the testimonies at the website. And they called me the trailblazer, if you want to follow some of my testimonies. But it was pretty amazing. I called my mom. I said, did you really call the Fireburn Doctor? She said, yes, I did, and it works. And so I was kind of taken back by that because I didn't realize I had an impact on my family members that much, even though I said it's a good idea to put the phone number in your phone. And then I found out that my nephew, his son, burned his hand on a pot or on a hot stove. And you know how kids are. It hurts so bad, the little kid, that he didn't want to take his hand out from underneath the cold water. So they called the Fireburn Doctor, and he said, Daddy, my hand doesn't hurt no more. You know, so those are just, to me, I was just happy that they wrote the number down to use it. Now, the other two times that I used them, I believe it was the second time, I was doing something similar to what my mother did. I was cooking in a convection oven, and I remembered to put the mitt on to put my casserole dish out, but in the process, found out it wasn't quite hot enough. And I'm a personal trainer, so I kind of lift things differently than most people. I pinch grip everything. I've got a strong pinch grip, so I pinch gripped it to put it back in the oven, not thinking how hot it was, and just fried my fingers. So I said, oh boy, okay, I'll call the Fireburn Doctor, you know. And it's a similar story. I mean, it was amazing. You know, I called him, and shortly afterwards, the pain level just dropped dramatically. But the story that really did the most amazing thing for me was I was filling this old Zippo lighter I bought at Pearl Harbor, and I didn't realize how much it spilt all over my hand. and I couldn't get the lighter to start because I had so much lighter put on it. I took another lighter to light the lighter to get the keep it from being so soggy with so much lighter foot. And not only did the lighter light, my whole left hand went up in flames. I mean, it was so much on it that I couldn't just shake it off or smack it on my pants to get the fire out. I had to run over to the sink and start running cold water over to try to get the flames out when you got that much lighter fluid on it. And I dialed the number. And the amazing thing was, even before I had finished giving all my information, the pain level had already dropped down to like a 2. And when I did finally, they always call back, and this nice gentleman called back, and I said, you know, my pain level dropped for me even before I finished all my information. How could that have happened? And he said, well, once you had made the decision to make the connection, the process started. And that was amazing to me.
That is quite amazing. I have two things to say. Number one is, you have a very accident-prone family, and you yourself, as a personal trainer, should know better. I just...
Yeah.
Have you decided somewhere that, since the Fireburn doctor is there for you, that you're going to try and incinerate yourself periodically just to avail their services?
It was actually a fluke thing. To be honest with you, I felt guilty about calling them when it came to the third time, because I'm saying, man, I'm taking advantage of these people, and they have never asked for anything other than to give a testimony. That's all they want. You know, I said, you know, donations, any kind of money to help them to spread the word. No. You know, the only thing I've helped them with is I've shared my testimony a few times, and for how much they've done for my family, I would gladly do it over and over again. And the only problem I've had in the past spreading the good word is people, when they don't understand something, tend to be skeptical. And there's no need to be. I mean, many of my Christian friends, they just, I don't know how to explain it, but they're afraid to use it because they don't know it. But, you know, I'm saying to myself, for goodness sakes, it's a terrible burn. Anybody knows when you get burned, you never forget it. You know, I had a time when I was probably 8 years old going to a shop picnic for my dad. My mother had taken baked beans out of the oven. She went around a corner too fast. It spilled on my left ankle, and oh my God, it was like I jumped out of the daggone car before it even stopped. It hurt so bad. And I've got a map of Italy, it looks like, on my ankle to this day because it's burned in there, and it ruined my whole day. And if the Fireburn doctor was available back in the 60s, I would not have that today because, well, of course, there wasn't cell phones either. But the point is that any mother or any father or grandmother or whoever you are, all you need to do is call that number, and it really works is the only thing I can say. You know, as far as I'm concerned, if I've got to call them 10 more times, I will. It sure beats suffering the pain of a burn.
So the burn that you had with the lighter fluid, how severe was that burn? I mean, and you keep referring to the numbers, you know, the pain numbers. How did you learn to know what the pain numbers would indicate? Is that part when you first call in that they talk you through, or how does that happen?
I had went to college for pre-RN nursing. You know, I learned about the Borden chart on a scale of 1 to 10 in the medical field. They use that chart quite often. And, okay, in a scale of 1 to 10, where does your pain level lie? If 1 means you're not feeling any pain and 10 means you can't stand it at all and it's off the charts, where would you say your pain is? I learned that before they explained it to me. So when they said on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate your pain? I'm already, and I use it in personal training, in a scale of 1 to 10, how hard do you think that particular exercise we just did was to try to dial them in for the right weight to use? You know, I don't want to overexert them in the beginning. So I said, today, because we're starting to train, I want you at about a level 5. And that's usually a tolerable level of pain. But once it crosses the 5 level, you know, that pain level starts climbing. It's different when you're talking about muscle pain versus the burn pain by far. You know, I've had 2 back surgeries, and they constantly do my progress with a chart of 1 to 10.
So you're well aware of how to use that.
I'm well aware of that and what it means, yes.
But they talked you through it also, or they offered to talk you through it when you got them on the phone, right?
Absolutely. So that, you know, they wanted to know, you know, how well it was. I don't remember, I'm sure it was lighter foot accident. And I said, you know, although I don't really have pain to speak of, maybe a one or less, but I said, at the present time, if you touch my hand, it feels tingling. You know, I said, I can still tell it was burnt, but I can't really say it hurts. And then it was before the next day that was gone, the touch. You know, when you touched it, it felt kind of different. And I'm sure if there's been some super severe burns, third degree, of which I've read about, that, you know, I'm sure there might be some healing process that has to take place. I'm sure that I have not surpassed the second degree burn mark for sure.
Well, Greg, your story about driving in the car and getting burned when you were a kid, you're digging a real deep trench for your family in terms of throwing around hot things. I mean, that's, I don't know if you folks are part asbestos or what, but it's pretty amazing how much you have around. I don't think I have anything like that in my extended family, and we have 12 kids, so I'm kind of surprised with you folks. But I think that makes it all the more obvious that you should be keeping that phone number with everyone in your extended family. The phone number for Fireburn Doctor, for our listeners out there, is 818-332-6445. And I'll say that again. You can write it down or put it in a cell phone or whatever. I've been hearing enough testimony to make me think that this is just a very prudent thing to do. And that isn't to say that you shouldn't go to the hospital. We're not giving medical advice here. It's not to say you shouldn't go to a hospital, you shouldn't run underwater. You should do all the things that you normally would do with a burn. But if you have as backup or additional support, Fireburn Doctor phone number, maybe this will help out. So the phone number is 818-332-6445. Now back to you, Greg. You say you're a personal trainer. Have you been doing this long? Do you have extra medical training because of that?
I started out to be a nurse. I went through all the anatomy, physiologies, microbiologies, developmental psychologies, and I was ready to do the clinicals. And I made a decision not to quit my current job, and then later on I had an opportunity because I was gifted in my ability to train. And, you know, I hold several titles. I mean, I'm Mr. Ohio, opening national, I'm a national bodybuilding champion in the masters division, and opening masters champion in the Ohio. I mean, I won every title, and I have extensive training in, as far as, you know, people come to me on how to eat right and how to exercise and so forth. So that's what I do for a living full time. I can't afford to get burned, but not in defense of my family's prone to burns, but I would say that if you ask any family over a period of time, most people get burnt with, if it's not worse than a second-degree burn, most people say nothing. And I've had many more burns than what I've said before. One that's blistered up, you know, because of stupid things. I can remember changing my oil and trying to get the stupid oil filter off, and the engine's still hot, and your forearm goes up against the stupid exhaust, you know, and you burn yourself. Or people who ride motorcycles, I guarantee you, at least if you ride them long enough, your foot or something or ankle is going to go against a hot exhaust. I mean, I'm saying that a lot of burns go unreported. But the thing would be is if they had the Fireburn Doctor, you know, it's awful to experience a burn. I mean, they just don't go away. I mean, they let you know they're there for a long time until they start to subside, you know. The ice cubes, that's a messy thing. You know, I've had burns where I've had to keep ice cubes on to keep the pain level down. And they just melt away, and you got to keep putting ice on them to keep the pain level down. You know, I'm just saying, I think there's a lot of unreported burns that go on out there, and people don't talk about them because they just think, well, it was stupid. It was me that burnt myself. I should not have grabbed the pan. I put my hand on a hot stove. I should have known better. But no matter if it's stupid or whatever it is, you don't need to suffer. You know, just call the number.
Greg, you know, because you are a personal trainer, because, would you say Mr. Ohio you were? Or?
Yeah, in 1998 I won the Ohio, at the age of 42, by the way.
Cool. Because, you know, you're a trainer and I suppose people come to you, they have to depend on you. Were you at all afraid to be publicly known? Were something's maybe, from a lot of people's point of view, kind of woo-woo, you know? And they say, do I want this guy as a personal trainer who's talking to the other side, or however people might have conceived of it? Did you hesitate giving your testimony?
Well, if you remember, I gave my testimony to about every one of my clients when it happened. And that's what I was saying, that some of them were kind of like taken back. From it. I didn't lose any clients over it because they know old Greg, he studies a lot of paranormal. If you look at Coast to Coast lineup of their guests and so forth, you'll see that they have a lot of miraculous things that go on their testimonies and books that are written. You know, I try to keep an open mind. You know, there's more than what the eye sees in life. Just because you don't understand it, you can't see an ultraviolet ray or ultraviolet light, that doesn't mean it's not there. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's real, you know? I mean, prove it to me. Someone says, well, you know, I can't prove it to you. I don't know if you want to deliberately burn yourself and call the fireburn doctor to prove I'm telling the truth, but I'm not about to burn myself to show you it works. But it does work. And yes, I had, that's my point that I made, you know? I had a lot of rejection, and mainly from people who were Christians that rejected it. You know, they didn't want to believe it. But I know, and I study the Bible quite a bit, and I know if it says, whatever is good comes from God. Well, this is good. You know, why judge it? He even said, greater things than these will do than I have done. You know, he said that. And so we're entering into a field, I think, in the future, where you're going to see these miracles being done. And, you know, people's going to have to open their minds up and accept the fact that miracles are going to be happening. And I think there's a consciousness change happening now as we head towards 2012. I don't think it's going to be gloom and doom as much as it's going to be a change. Change of the way we view time and the world as a whole. So hopefully it's for the good.
Well, I hope it's for the good, too. And I know that each of us, by our work, by our devotion, by our centering, can move in that right direction. It sounds like you've been doing your share, Greg. I thank you for your testimony, and I do thank you so much for joining me for Spirit in Action.
Well, you're welcome.